And call a meeting to order on September 2nd. So the meeting is now in order. First thing on the agenda is the adoption of the agenda. So can I get somebody to...
I make a motion to adopt the agenda for the meeting this evening.
Okay.
Hello? Anyone there?
Second. You said second.
Mr. Bass, I think, did.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Now we need to approve the minutes for the January 28th meeting. And I've looked them over. Everything looks, to me, everything looks good. So can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the January meeting?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the January meeting.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Right. Do we have any old business? I don't think we have any old business.
Randy, did you make the second?
Yes, Pam.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't think we have any old business. So I guess we can move on to the new business, which is the review of the application, the alternate application, and make a recommendation to town council for an alternate, to let them talk about it at their September council meeting. I reviewed both of the committee applications. One of the individuals I know quite personally. I worked with him for 20 years and worked under him for about 5 years. And he's an okay fella. That's Chris Bartley. Another county girl from my dog. But anyway, what I looked at was how they answered the question, what is your understanding for the purpose of this committee? And Mr. Bartley pretty much hit it on the head. I didn't know that he was even in.
You broke up, Chairman. Can you say that again?
Interesting, until I got this application. So Mr. Bartley seems to know what the Board of Adjustments is all about. Whereas Mr. Pomeroy said evaluation to ensure appraisal of real estate values. We don't do any of that. So I don't know what you guys think, but just in looking at the two applications, Mr. Bartley's lived here most of his life. Like I said, I know him personally. I worked for him. He was my chief for a few years. Not much of an administrator, but a pretty good guy. Pretty smart fellow. But, so I would, just based on his answering of the question, I look like he would probably be the best candidate at this point in time.
Harry, did he live in Carolina Beach before Curry Beach?
Yes.
Said he's only lived in Curry Beach.
He lived with his, he lived at the Carolina Beach Fire Department for several years.
Okay.
Then that's when he was a deputy sheriff, and then he moved to his father's house off of Cape Fear Boulevard, and lived there until he got married.
Okay.
And his wife and mother own the house that he's living in now.
Okay. But he's lived on the island for like a long time then. Okay.
He's lived on the island most of his life, yes.
Okay.
I can vouch for his character. I've served with him on numerous structure fires, Carolina Beach, Carrie Beach, as a fireman, and also as when he was on his police duties. As far as his character is concerned, I know him personally. I mean, not personally, but professionally through the fire department and things of that nature. And I have to tend to agree with his answering of the question of what the purpose of this committee is. So the real estate values are, for the other gentleman is not, I didn't think that was kind of appropriate for what we're doing. My opinion.
Yeah, I don't know either one of them, but I tend to agree that the first one, Bartley, answered the questions better. My only concern for him was I think he wants to use this as a stepping stone to get on the zoning board, but I guess that's okay.
I believe that, well, I don't know about the zoning board, but I believe you can be on two committees in Carrie Beach.
No, you can't.
Sorry, if he wants to hear you.
Right.
Up a little bit, Chairman. Can you repeat that question?
I understood that in Carrie Beach you could be on two committees.
For planning and zoning of Board of Adjustment, if you are on Board of Adjustment, you cannot be on another committee or commission.
All right.
That poses a question that's outside of this realm. I have a question about me. Can I ask it?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not on a Curie Beach per se other committee, but I am a board of director for the power department. That doesn't pose a conflict.
No, that doesn't. That doesn't matter.
Just a question.
Yep.
Did Mr. McNeely have any comments regarding the candidates? Looks like his.
I do not. No, I'm sorry. I just had you on mute. I do not know either candidate. So I would tend to just go with the response to the question, and I would agree that I think it was Mr. Bartlett that responded properly. Did I get the names correct?
Bartley.
Hey, Beth, I've got a question. Remind me, they're going to fill one alternate position?
Yes, the other one is already currently filled, so just the one.
Okay. Thank you.
So right now, it looks like we've got 1, 2, 3, we've got 4 of us that have, think that Mr. Bartley would be the most apropos here. So I would, I guess, get a motion to have him presented to the council for their approval.
You wanted to entertain a motion
shows up again
to recommend one of the candidates for town council consideration. You could phrase it that way.
Yes, I would like to make a motion for candidate Bartley to be presented to the town council for their approval as an alternate. Have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
I think the dog is objecting. Voting.
Yeah. So we made a motion, we seconded, and I guess we're unanimous on that.
I believe so.
Vote in favor of that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
My dogs are in favor of it too.
Mr. McNeely, were you in favor?
I said aye. Yes, I said aye.
Okay. Unanimous.
Okay. So Ben, you gonna write something up for?
Yes, I will. I'll take it. Well, me and Mandy will get it on the agenda for town council.
Or what do you?
Does he get notified that he's being put on the agenda? Does he have to show up at the meeting? Or
he will. He'll be interviewed by town council before the decision is made.
Okay. So he gets notified that we've put him forward, and then the town council gets in touch with him?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They interview him? Okay.
We would have him call in to our next council meeting.
Okay. I was just curious how the process worked. Because I remember when I came on the Board of Adjustment, I actually had to go to the town council meeting, and I wasn't sure how they were working that now.
Andy, will both candidates call in, or just the one that's being recommended?
I would just think the one being recommended.
Yeah, I would think just the one. But, I mean, actually, council makes the final decision, right?
Yes. So, normally, like P&Z council, I mean, the planning board recommends, and then council interviews and makes the decision. So we're just kind of following the same, I think.
Okay.
Well, we don't have anything else.
I think we're done.
I guess we're done. This is the quickest meeting we've had yet.
It is.
So I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
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 Second. Aye. Aye. Then, I guess we is adjourned.
Okay.
All right, guys. This
Have a good
painless.
Evening, everyone.
Jim, can you stay on the call, please?